Without Doubt, written by Z. Charnel, February 21st, 1988. The elimination of doubt is not a matter of persuasion, evidence, or proof. The banishing of doubt is to understand what doubt does, what it doesn't do, and to abandon the mechanism of doubt because it is ineffective. Whether we say that we pray nothing doubting, or whether we say that we believe what we believe as a power of the mind, the same consequence can follow. Prayer tends to be a practice that subscribes to divinity outside of and beyond one's self. Remember John Lilly's directive: anything we believe either is true or tends to become true as a result of having believed it. For 11 or 12 years, Carlos Castaneda believed that he entered into heightened awareness by means of a pat on the back that moved the assemblage point. Don Juan finally tells him in The Power of Silence that this simply accommodated his belief pattern. Don Juan tells him that all that is required is the presence of the spirit. He explains that the Nahual is the conduit for spirit. I have spoken about being a susceptor. I have spoken about gyrational tuning. Don Juan says that the first principle of the abstract course is ruthlessness, the opposite of self-pity. Self-pity, having feelings on behalf of the self, either especially or exclusively, is a closed-circuit indulgence which continues to empower and hold responsible someone else, something else, outside of and beyond one's self for one's experience. To sustain the circuit of the separated, isolated, and/or alienated self rejects heightened awareness and empowers doubt rather than belief. Doubt assigns the agency of our experience to others, to someone else or something else outside of one's self. Criticism ascribes our experience to someone else's control. It is not a matter of whether criticism is justified or not justified. Criticism simply imprisons us. Criticism abdicates responsibility. Criticism is a form of self-pity and doubt. Simply give it up. Let go. If you want to have and want to nourish an objective reality which justifies your use of criticism, you do so at your own peril. If you celebrate the responsiveness of the universe to your belief and trust after the fact, you sustain doubt. Doubt destroys, so aim it well. Doubt, bad intent. Doubt, powerlessness. Doubt, weakness. Doubt, confusion. Believe in good intent. Believe in effectiveness and power. Believe in strength. Believe in clarity and understanding. How? Depend upon it. Lean on it. Act in terms of the valid practice of good intent, power, strength, and clarity or awareness. Faith in the reserve is faithlessness. Faith in an extrapolation of the past to indicate the future is naive and faithless. There are no deficiencies. Does that mean the deficiencies cannot be found in an objective reality? No. There are no deficiencies is a directive. There are no deficiencies. Act and live, nourishing the directive. To the extent that we believe in only an objective reality, we abdicate power and responsibility.